Our cattle markets make a correction after last week's wild markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. That's exactly what we saw on Monday when the markets opened and continued trade throughout the course of the day. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri Commodities based out of Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Yeah, it definitely feels like we're trying to get back some of what we lost last week with that nasty wipeout here early in the week. So, I mean, it's since if you throw that one day out, we've been kind of chopping around here ever since. I say it's gut check time. We need to decide, do we want to break up to the upside and get above that 20-day moving average and see if we can, that's been our support for quite a long while here, going all the way back to the spring. Can we get back above that and then go, if you do, let's go test the high. Can you make new highs? Conversely, the 50-day moving average is below us. And so that's been holding us, I think, since the calendar year, we've only really gotten down to that number just a couple times. It's been very, very solid support for this whole rally. And like I say, it feels like it's gut check time. Which way do we want to go?
And in reality, that's one of the factors playing a role within our markets.
It does feel like numbers are going to continue to get smaller. I know there's been some rumor about, will the border open, will it not? My own personal bias is I don't anticipate it happening till late in the year at the earliest. So that just means you got tight numbers. Mm-hmm. The fundamentals still say it's tight, but you know how much of that's baked in the cake already?
And Greg, when you look at the beef cutout values, they've been trending lower here as well.
And that does make me a little nervous. I think the packer has done a good job of getting his margin back to where it needs to be, but that cutout is starting to slip. So I think we kind of need to see, you know, just try to get a feel how many more they need to buy. It does feel like the packer as a whole is buying further out on the calendar than he normally does. So maybe some of those deferred needs aren't as heavy as in a normal time frame. But like I say, I think a lot in the short term kind of hinges on our technical.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.